This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're not going to take calls for the first part of the broadcast. First part of the broadcast is going to be with Sonny Skidmore. And Sonny Skidmore is a radio legend. Now, here's what I know. I know she is probably the most senior person on the radio today, the most senior, bar none. Now, she'll probably correct me if I'm wrong about that, but I don't know anyone else who is age 90 who's on the radio, and I don't know anyone else who has been on the radio for over 47 years. I don't know anyone. So she wins in both counts in my book. And I have been to her radio station. She is an owner of KLID Radio, which is an affiliate of GCN. So GCN signal goes out over her radio station in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I've been there, and I've done a live remote broadcast from her radio station. What that means is I was there live, connected to GCN and her radio station simultaneously, and we broadcasted right from there. And you were able to hear it years ago live when we did it, and her audience in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and the surrounding area was able to hear it. Welcome, Sonny Skidmore.
Well, good morning, Vincent. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's an honor, Sonny. Did I say anything that was incorrect about your experience?
Well, probably not. There's been some. There was a lady in St. Louis. She was in her 80s. Mm-hmm. I just remember that. Yeah. She was a mother of somebody that owned the station, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you've gone past that by 10 years and still going strong. Now, I was mentioning to Jason, our engineer, that I called yesterday and I talked to you. And you said you were expecting a call back from Adam Miller, who is a GCN employee, and you were working on getting the presidential debates lined up so you could broadcast that on your radio station. And the reason I'm mentioning that, Sonny, I'm mentioning that because you're working from, well, distance working. You are not at the station. Do you want to share why?
Well, I was in a small accident and got to a hospital, and from that I am now in a nursing home, and I was going to leave a few times to another, like assisted living or something, or go back to my own place. But here was the problem. The virus was getting pretty bad around here, and the place I was going to go to had two people with it, and I didn't know that at first. So just luckily I didn't go that one day, and then I found out one person had died there, then later on another person. So it's pretty scary to go somewhere with this virus around. And in the place where I am, there was no virus here for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden, some lady that worked here contracted the virus. And didn't just scare us up so much, but about maybe 8 or 10 people quit. They were scared of it. And then we all had to take a test, and mine came out positive. And I think it's because the nurse that did it, she had just come in, and the administrator said, "You can pick your own nurse." Oh, I said, "I want Mary." So she comes up probably without much of an instruction. She just goes in your nose like once, kind of, they were supposed to go three times. And so then mine was positive along with another person that took it that same day. So we ended up in isolation for 14 days. Then, of course, we had two more tests, and they were negative. And now I'm back at my own room after those 14 days. And I understand that, well, we took another test. Mine was negative again. But I always worry that they don't do it right. But I've had a couple of nurses that would count one, two, three for each side of your nose. And then now one other nurse said, oh, just so you get one side. She did four times and everything else, but apparently that came out all right. But you have to at least do more than one, I think. But anyway, now four people have contracted that virus, and one that I used to talk to quite a bit, we'd watch TV down there at the living room, and he is in the hospital, and I hated to hear that. And then there's three more that are sick as far as I know. But that's then the person who was ill is back. We all worried she came back too soon. But that's not my problem, I guess. But anyway, Vince.
In some ways, it is your problem. Yeah.
Well, I guess in a way, because we have to pay big money to be here. And then I do know of some others that have passed away, and that's kind of scary. You know, in Chester, Illinois, I'm from Evansville, Illinois, north of Chester. The man who owned the Gilster Mary Lee, that they employ about 30 truckers because they make products there for cake mixes and pancakes and popcorn, many other things. And those 30 truck drivers, of course, were off for several weeks because the owner, he was a sponsor of a golf tournament, and he got the disease from that. And that was just the day before Trump said about not having, like, you have to be 6 feet apart, not being close to anyone. And that man did die. And his two sons also had it, but they got better. And now the place is finally open. But my nephew worked there, and he doesn't, he's halfway retired. So he doesn't go there. He works from home, and some others work from home. A lot of people are working from their own home these days. So that disease is kind of scary, and it has not let up in the state of Missouri yet. Illinois was really, before Missouri, they just had so much problems, and they still do. Where I went to high school in Red Bud, Illinois, now they had almost a lockdown for everybody except if they were drive-through restaurants. And my cousin told me that things got bad, and they had the same thing again. The restaurants don't open. Everything is just like you can't go places. A lot of them are closed except grocery stores. And at one time, you had to call your order in, and they brought it out. So I don't think things are letting up just too much. And I don't know what's ever going to happen to all of this. I'm pretty old, and I've never heard of anything like this in my entire life, all over the whole world.
Sonny,
are you still there,
there
Vincent?
Are people who say that this is... Yes,
yeah,
yes, I'm here.
Wondered
there are people who say
there's
that
a little silence there. You never know about these cell phones. I have problems sometimes.
Well, I'm listening intently to every word you've been saying.
Well,
and Sonny, there are people who say that this. Well, that was my question. There are people who say that this virus is not real. It's fake, and so forth. They say.
I can tell you it is not fake.
And you can tell us that it's not fake how, Sonny? I heard your stories,
not.
And I absolutely believe them.
Well, you know about the man who owns the big trucking company in Chester, Illinois. The whole front page
right.
of that local paper was his story, how he had, he suffered quite a bit. He had a ventilator and all kinds of stuff. And but he just didn't make it. He was 85 or 86, but he was still going strong. before that, and his two sons were younger, and they survived, and I presume they're carrying on the business. And there are...
There are people who say that... There are people who say that, you know, you succumb to this if you have other underlying illnesses. But I'm here to say pretty much everybody has some underlying condition. Everybody.
Well, even
whether
if you
be,
don't,
obesity.
Get that. Some people have better
even
immune
infants
system.
Have gotten it.
And Benson, I think that virus has, has gone into various other phases. Some, it might have mutated, where some are worse than others, and some aren't very bad, or maybe it's the person's system. Some people don't have a disease as bad as others, and like you said, underlying conditions causes some people maybe to pass away, because there's other things like you might have diabetes very badly or something else, and then they can't take everything their body gives out. And that's just the way it is. But believe me, it's very real.
What,
yeah, I even know people
so, Sonny,
went to high
let's say...
That.
I'm sorry? Tell us
go
about
ahead.
That.
Well, I said there's
you
people,
said people you went to high school,
high school with. They have had it, and... like some of those people have passed away.
Mm-hmm. Very, very sad. So, Sonny, let's say you're in a facility right now where you're getting skilled care to help you walk and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I made
that's
a big
another,
mistake.
That's another story.
When I got in here, this one doctor said, because I had an infection in my legs. If you don't let me cut your legs off, you're going to die. Well, you got 3 days to make up your mind. I waited to the very last, and I should have, well, the doctor that I had before had retired, so I kept thinking, who am I going to call? Who am I going to call? Well, I should have called the man who worked for me for 20 years. He said he knew that he could get somebody else, and I should have just, I don't know, I just couldn't think properly. I got scared, I guess, and, I let the guy do it, and I've been sorry ever since, because I've had others tell me, oh, my gosh, all you needed was antibiotics, and there's such strong ones today. But now I have to put up with all of that, and I was very disappointed in the doctor, some of his remarks
when,
and stuff.
When visitors come to your facility, the nursing facility where you were temporarily staying, until there, you know, there's another path and it lets up where you can go to another location or go home. What is it like when visitors come? How does a visitor see someone in the facility?
Visitors cannot come in here even before they had the virus at this place. They had to go to the outside. To a window, and then the person that they were talking to, their daughter or whoever it might be, had to come to the inside to that same window, and they'd have to be 6 feet apart, and they could visit with the window open. And they would have to visit their relatives or friends from inside to the outside. Nobody was, no one was allowed in like that, and they still
were not. We're going to commercial break. We'll be right back with Sonny Skidmore.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Sunny Skidmore is with us. And she's the owner of a radio station in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And that radio station is an affiliate of GCN. And USA Prepares has been on that radio station for years, as well as we broadcasted live from the radio station. And what you're hearing is two stories simultaneously. One is a story of perseverance and overcoming a serious situation. And the other is COVID-19 is real.
We're talking
about visitation at your nursing home, which is probably not very different from other nursing homes.
No, it's about the same. My older sister's in one. She had a slight stroke, and she ended up at a nursing home in Redbud, Illinois. And so they didn't have the virus there, but they finally got two people with it. It took a long time, especially when the administrators are very, very careful. In fact, when people applied for a job before this virus hit, the administrator would go outside to interview them, and then if they were worth having, then they got to come in later. And see, the people who work here, there are four different shifts, and they have to have their temperature taken when they come in, and it has to be you can't be 100.4. That is that's called a fever stage. It could be 99, but they don't like that. That's kind of like a low type. So usually it's 98-something. 98.6 is normal for most people, but your temperature can, you know, vary a little bit from that. It could be early in the morning, maybe 97.8 or something, and then go to 98.4 or 98.7, and you're still okay because your temperature doesn't stay the same. depending on the room temperature and all of that. So besides having your temperature taken, they also have your oxygen level. That's a little gadget they put over your finger, and it'll tell what it is. That should be 90 up to 99. And most of the time, mine's like 96, 97, 98, or 95, and that's the way most people's are. But even if it's 90, you're still okay. So the oxygen level on that, and then when you are, isolated, they take your blood pressure, too. But mine has always not been very high, so that's always okay, too. So all of these, the temperature and the oxygen and your blood pressure, mine was always okay. And it has been okay ever since. But since some people got this virus, it's kind of scary because your CNAs, those are certified nursing assistants, they're here round the clock, and so are nurses. And, of course, they wear all kinds of covering. They have a mask on all day, which is very difficult to wear all day. You're breathing some of your own air back in. And then they also now have a plastic covering over their face. So there's two different things they have to wear. And then if they come up where people are tested positive, they have a plastic outfit on. So they are very careful about everything. But I guess it's, and they sanitize all those are like on your walls going down the hallways. There's like it's extra wood, and they sanitize that every day. And they come into the rooms, sanitize the doorknobs. When I was growing up, I was always scared of doorknobs because you didn't know who was touching them. And some people thought, oh, you're got an obsession or something. Well, now I see them. Michael Savage used to say he would put a piece of paper on doorknobs and then throw it away. Well, anyway, they sanitize all the doorknobs every morning. And then when the cleaners come in, they do it all over again. And they're very careful about your floors. They have certain sanitizing, it's some kind of liquid they put on the floors. And they sanitize the tops of I got a private room by myself. Some people have a roommate. I just couldn't stand to look at all those curtains dividing those roommates. But anyway, most people have a roommate. But this has a sink in it and a closet and some little orders. Everybody's got a little table and whatever else you might have in that room.
Sonny, hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Sonny Skidmore. We're talking about COVID-19.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just shy of a month until Election Day, tonight is the first presidential debate, but it will be minus one long-standing tradition at such events, as we hear from correspondent John Hunt.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of three debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace.
Meanwhile, the National Guard is in place in the city of Cleveland ahead of the debate. The Cleveland mayor says the National Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. The Tampa Bay Lightning celebrating their first Stanley Cup title since the 2003-2004 season, the Bolts beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Black Chef pictured on cream of wheat packaging since back in 1893 is now going to be leaving. Cream of Wheat parent company B&G Foods says while that image is based on an actual Chicago chef named Frank White, some consumers still find the image offensive, so it's now going to be removed. The Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today. They promise to be as unusual as the 60-game regular season was. The postseason includes 16 teams instead of the usual 8. The divisional round, league championship series, and World Series will all be played at bubble locations in California and Texas to guard against the spread of COVID-19. The L.A. Dodgers are the top seed in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed. Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today. You can find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank God you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Sunny Skidmore's with us, and she's telling us about what it's like being in a nursing home right now. She's in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and I know Sunny Skidmore. And Sunny, you were mentioning previously about, I believe you said your sister was in a nursing home, and it did not have COVID-19, and then it did. Now, the only way that can happen, yes?
Well, it's, see, the people who work at these places, they're allowed to go home at night. They don't stay here. And then, of course, they go to the grocery store and they go eat out sometimes. So they are, I guess, could pick it up somewhere. But I also want to say that we used to go down to the dining room to eat. You could have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. Now everybody has to eat in their own rooms. So it's kind of a lonely situation. So you're kind of glad to see the CNAs come in. And then, of course, there's activities. And those are all not exactly disappearing, but they're a lot less. Like we'll have bingo today about 2 o'clock. And they have to, instead of us going to the dining room to play bingo like we used to do, now the lady, there's an activities director, and she comes to each hall, and she'll have 2 games and passes out. You don't have those regular cards. They're printed cards, and they just throw them away. And then she'll call in the hallway. She'll go up and down. You can hear it anyway. They'll call the numbers out. And then the prizes are on Tuesdays today, $1 if you win. And I win pretty often. I can't understand why, because I don't pick my cards. I just take what they give me. And then there's another lady. She wins pretty often, too. But maybe we just get the right cards, I guess. Or maybe Providence is looking over us. And then, of course, there's a movie on Thursdays, which we don't have now. And then they used to have people come in. Most of the singers, I said, you ought to have some country music. People around here like that. And I knew some bands, and they were going to come here and just do it for free. Well, then we got the virus, and then that took that away. And they have, they used to have some gospel singers come in 2 or 3 times a week, and they were very nice. And then on Sundays, they would have some churches come in, and they would do gospel. But all of that is now gone because of this virus. It's very limited whoever can come in here, and that's just the way it is. And I was telling about my sister. Now, see, I want to ask you a question, Vince. You know, they thought she was going to, well, the way her body was, she might be getting congestive heart failure. Well, she did. And didn't you say vitamin B1 would help against that?
Well, that's a question for Norm Shealy, and I can certainly ask him about that.
Well, but, I think you did when your mother had that. I remember hearing your show with Dr. Wallach, and you made him answer that, and he said it was B1. And if you look on the Internet, everybody says you can't believe everything on the Internet, but if you ask, what helps congestive heart failure? The answer up there is B1. Now, I just wondered, should we my sister doesn't get into that kind of stuff unless she hears it from me, and my niece goes up there a lot, and I just wonder if I should tell my niece to ask her doctor if B1 wouldn't help. What do you think?
Absolutely. And what I'll do on Monday with Dr. Shealy, I'll ask him that question so we can get it right from Dr. Shealy. And it was very interesting that you said, it's very interesting that you said, I made Dr. Wallach answer that question. What did you mean by I made him do that?
Well, he didn't want to answer that. And he kept going around it. And you finally said to him, oh, you're on my show. Why can't you tell me what it is? And you sort of pressured him to do it, and then he did answer. But I used to think, well, he just doesn't want to tell everything. He wants people to buy the products. But then I got to thinking, see, if you tell that and the FDA finds out that you said that without qualification, many times doctors get in trouble. They have to be careful how they word things.
Mm-hmm.
I write an article for the Black River Times, and I get my information from the doctors on GCN. I've asked them if I could do that, and they said, oh, yes. And then when I right under my picture, we put a thing where it's from, which doctor, and the times they're on, a KLID, and all of that. So they get publicity with it, and then I go ahead and I write down what I hear, and then we publicize that. And at the end, I always say, this information is not to take the place of the advice of your, we don't just say it, we put on your medical doctor. And see, that you are covered.
I was reading the Black River Times, and I saw a story about a calf by the name of Jake. You know anything about that?
Yes, I got that information from you. Did you ever get that story?
Yes, I read the story. You want to share that little story with our class today?
Well, you raised cows, and anyhow, there was a little calf that didn't have a mother, and so you brought it up to your house in the yard, and it was tiny, about the size of one of your big dogs, and then, of course, it grew and grew and grew, and you gave it a name, Jake, and you would call its name. It would come running, and they do here, you know, and then you said that little calf liked tomatoes, and when you said tomatoes, it came running, and you would put your arms around its little neck, and just, it was a little pet, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Pretty soon, you want to take it out with the other cows, but this little growing-up calf, a big cow, didn't want to stay with him. He wanted back in the yard. You brought him back, and he wanted to go to your house, so he slept on the porch. And then you didn't let him on your porch that was low. He climbed all the way up the stairs to the upstairs porch. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, and we have we have proof that he slept on that on that porch because we'd have cow poop on the porch. But yeah, that's absolutely correct. And what a great animal. So Sonny,
you were talking about that's a great story.
Yeah. When you're talking about visitation at the nursing home, I just want to make sure that our class understands. Were you saying that if a visitor came, they'd go to a window? Let's say the window of that person's room, bedroom, for example.
No, or the person might have to go to the living room. Every room may not have the available window. So they go down to the living room in their wheelchair or whatever, and they have to be close to the window, 6 feet away. And then that other person who visits them goes to the outside to that same window, and they talk. The window's open, and they talk to each other there.
Yeah, it reminds me
of visitors, and that's the way it is, and where my sister is, because my niece goes up to the window too. See, when they are trying to avoid this virus, they have to be very careful so everybody doesn't come in. They're limited. There's a doctor comes here once a month, and he doesn't go into the rooms anymore either.
Wow.
Some of those doctors are a little afraid for themselves.
Sonny, so let me ask you this. So you are in the epicenter of this in terms of being in a nursing home. You have had your activities restricted because bingo is now like remote bingo. Seeing a family member or a visitor is like going to confession in the Catholic Church where where the priest is in like one little room and you're outside that room or you're in another room separated by, you know,
a window.
Yeah. And would you, if it were your call, if you were the administrator and you had total power, would you say, the heck with these rules, we're just going to open up, let family come in, let visitors come in, let the truck drivers deliver the food without any precautions, or would you keep it the way it is? What would you do if you were in charge?
I would keep it basically the way it is, because who wants more and more chances of contacting that virus? It's pretty bad. People suffer a lot. And some don't, but many of them do, and they pass away. How would you like to have a ventilator down your throat? They say that's pretty bad.
Well, that's right. And I was talking with the scheduler. We got a call for a routine checkup. at our house, one of our family members. It was Mrs. Finelli, and they said, Jesus, you know, it's been a year and a half since y'all been here, so, you know, we've got you scheduled for, like, Wednesday or something like that. And so I said, we'll get back to you. And so Mrs. Finelli, you know, canceled the appointment. She wasn't going to go. And she's fine. There's no reason for her to go. But
well, they try
the risk,
to see if you had were positive or something for the virus.
Well, no, she went in for she had a bronchial problem, and you know they checked her
see.
And they said, well, we'll come back in, you know, in a year. Well, the year expired, and then it was a year and a half later. They said, hey, oh, you know, you're overdue, and you know how they call you and they have these computer calls that says, hey, you're scheduled for an appointment. Press one.
Well, yeah,
you
have to be worried about those calls.
Yeah, so. So, you know, she didn't get the call to say her appointment was scheduled, and so she didn't do anything about it. And then they said, oh, well, you know, it's 6 months late. Come on in. And so she said, she called back later and said, no, thanks anyway. Appreciate it. I don't need to come in. But the point is, when I was talking to the gal on the phone who is the scheduling person for this particular clinic, which is part of a hospital, a very large hospital in Missouri, I asked her, I said, off the record, is this thing real? Is this COVID-19 real, or is it a fake? And she said, oh, it's absolutely real. And she mentioned that she was in the elevator with a doctor, and the doctor was going to the ward or the wing of the hospital where the COVID-19 patients were. And he said to her that he tells his patients, look, you can either be careful and avoid the avoid contact, be very careful with what you do, use sanitation, all these things, all these precautions that we're talking about today, or you'll see me when I'm putting a ventilator down your throat. Pick one. That's what he said. He said, it's absolutely real, it's devastating, and people are not taking it seriously. Some are. I am. You are. But not everybody's taking
it seriously. Well, absolutely. If you know people that you went to high school with or that you knew personally and they are sick and they pass away and you hear how terrible it's been with the ventilators and everything else.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Sunny Scoop.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sonny Skidmore's with us, and we're talking about COVID-19 and what it's like living in the environment in a nursing home in the world of COVID-19. Sonny, do you have any words of advice for those who are listening to us? Let's say someone who is healthy, let's say a mother or a father or their children. And do you have any advice for them? You know, and maybe they have grandparents that they'd like to see that who are not in a nursing home. Any words of advice?
Well, I think our government's doing a pretty good job with this, because basically if people stay home more, they will not be exposed to somebody that has it. And as soon as somebody that works here, they're pretty honest about being exposed to somebody, like one of the girls, her son went to a funeral where the person was related to them and died with the virus. So she stayed home for 14 days and told the administrator, and that's what they want you to do. So if anybody's exposed to anybody in their presence or whatever, they stay home for the 14 days. And I think that's a good idea. And if people will stay home more, cook their own food more, and just don't take your people out like they used to, and you know, I know there's pros and cons about everything, no matter what happens. Some people don't think you need to wear a mask. Some people don't think you need to be 6 feet apart. I would do that as a precaution anyway, because it's in your own benefit to do that, in the benefit for your own family. But I want to qualify something. I said, well, you got $1 to play bingo. That's on Tuesday. On Friday, it's $2. Somebody might be listening to this and said, oh, I forgot about the $2. So on Friday, it's $2. But anyhow, there was something else I want to add to this. There's one area where the people have dementia or Alzheimer's. And, you know, I never met those people before. And some of them are on these regular floors because they're not so bad. And as long as they try not to leave the place, try to get out the door or something, some of them stay up here anyway. And I used to think these people surely must feel bad all the time. But since I know some of them, I don't think so. When they tell their stories, which are not true, they believe that, and they're into that. And I don't think that they're unhappy when they believe what they're telling you. And
I'm a little confused, Sonny. What do you mean? That people who are at the nursing home who have Alzheimer's tell stories that are not true, and they believe
them?
That's
right.
They believe their own stories.
I think so, because there was one lady up here, she didn't have it real bad. She's not, when you first get that, the people around you can tell that you're not just, I guess, with the truth of everything.
Okay, so you're saying that they spin some yarns, and they actually believe their own yarns that they've spun. Maybe they embellish something that happened in the past. Is that what you're saying? And they believe it? And so they're happier because they've painted a picture of a happier time? Is that what you're saying? Did I lose Sonny? I think I lost Sonny Skidmore. Is that Jason? Did we lose her? Okay. I think we did. I think, Jason's going to call her right back. Class, what you've heard is a firsthand experience from Sonny Skidmore. And I'll give you a little bit more detail. She's been on the air with us. She was involved in an automobile accident, and she was rushed to the hospital. And doctor advised her that they would have to amputate both of her legs. And they gave her 3 days to make the decision, because the doctor told her that she would die if they didn't cut off her legs. And she was under extreme pressure. And finally she said okay. And so she had the amputation, double amputation. She's in a wheelchair, and she is in a nursing home. And you're not hearing any whining from her. Very, very difficult situation. And she is running, managing her radio station from the nursing home. And she's 90 years old, 90. And I don't know anyone else who has that much determination, that much drive, that much desire to make the best of it. She is an inspiration to all of us. That's Sonny Skidmore. I know her personally. I've been to the radio station. And she's a true inspiration to all of us. And I have a feeling that something happened with her cell phone. Maybe it ran out of battery. Jason, you have her back? Great.
Yeah, I think so.
Sonny, do you want to come back with us for the next hour?
Well, I don't know if you've got any more questions, but I guess you're going to watch the debate tonight.
You were mentioning Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's show?
Well, those people that have that, they'll tell you little things like, my daughter's coming, and she does this or does that, and I've got, that may not be all true.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.